The Possibility Path for Business, Step 3, Part 2. This is your shortcut. Your perseverance personality, upsides and downsides. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your body, all the way down your legs. Your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Just take another breath and relax into the space that you are in and the place that you are in the here and the now. Settle into you, the you that you are, and all your glory, as they say. Every aspect of yourself, every part of yourself, every little nook and cranny of yourself, just sit with it. It is so hard to sit with ourselves, isn't it? It is so hard to just be. We have all these feelings of maybe I'm not, or if I am, or what they thought of me, or things that we're uncomfortable with about ourselves. To sit with ourselves and just be, accept ourselves for all that we are. It's almost an impossible human task. It is also the goal of most of us to be fully confident, to be Wonder Woman or Superman, and stand up and say, "This is me and all is well." How hard it is to do that. The thing is, there are all sorts of parts of our personality, of ourselves, of our mind, of our body, of the world that we interact with. There are so many parts of ourselves that getting to know ourselves, getting to know who we are, why we behave the way we do, what it is about ourselves that we love or want to work on, or things that have caused us to be the way we are. Underneath all of that, there is the core part of our personality. There is the core part of ourself. And a big part of this is our perseverance personality. From the moment you were born, you had a perseverance personality. Yep. You opened your eyes, you looked around, and there was something in you that wanted to live. There was something in you that wanted to connect. There was something in you that wanted to strive. Now, all human beings are born with the need for survival, but there was a part of you that is unique. The way we go about surviving, the way we go about solving problems, the way we go about getting our needs met is unique to each one of us. If anyone who has ever had a child or known children or even been a child can attest, every single person or child is different in the way we get our needs met. That's what some call personality. Some of the most strong aspects and parts of our personality, of who we are in this world, is how we get our needs met. We cry when mom or dad brings a bottle. How do we cry? What do we do? How do we find ways to get that toy from the neighbor kid who just took it away? How do we find ways to make friends? How do we find ways to get back up internally, the thought process when we fall down? What is it that we use in this world as we navigate school, as we navigate relationships, we navigate careers and work, love, even starting your own business? All of these things takes a part of your personality that is strong. And this part of your personality, which we here on the Possibility Path call the perseverance personality, has an upside and a downside. The upside is that which helps us get up after we have fallen off that bike. That which gives us the courage to walk into a new school or approach a new person and say, "Hi, my name is, will you be my friend?" That part of our personality that allows us to find solutions when we're stuck, when we don't know what to do, that allows us to move forward in life, that is our survival instinct and gives us that great strength to move forward when obstacles show up. That is the upside. The downside is the exact same thing. Our perseverance personality can be a downside as well. So if we are stubborn and we move forward no matter what, that can cause us to overcome great odds and achieve great things because we push through when others quit. But it can also allow us to have blind spots that we push through when others quit. And maybe pushing through causes us a lot of problems. And finding another way, it's like banging your head against the wall when there's a door 2 feet away to your left. So knowing what are the upsides and the downsides to your perseverance personality can help you understand and see, oh, that's what I'm doing here. Oh, that's what's going on. Oh, I'm banging my head against the wall. Maybe I need to pull back, stop, look around, and find a door. If you can navigate and learn about and discover your perseverance personality and its upsides and downsides, it can be the greatest tool in your toolbox to move up your possibility mountaintop and make your business a success. Because every day you will be faced with obstacles as you try something new. Every day you will be faced with, why am I doing this? What is happening? Where do I go next? How do I do this? So knowing what your upsides are and what your downsides are to this survival skill, you're trying to survive in business as we do in life, is very important and a wonderful tool to help you move forward and continue into years and years of success ahead. So to do this, we're first going to discover what your perseverance personality is. You may already know. It may take you some time to look at your behavior, to look at your words, to do the worksheet, to move through life and just become aware. Take all the time you need. It will become clear to you at some point and you go, oh, that's what's going on here. Yeah. But for right now, if you want, we can do a shortcut. A shortcut to find some words, some insight, some way to see a new perspective onto your perseverance personality. So let's go ahead and take a good deep breath again into your heart space. Focus right there as you breathe out. Out of your mind that's trying to make sense of it, out of your mind where other people's thoughts and fears live. And just breathe deep into your heart space, where your inner wisdom lies, where your knowledge lies. And ask yourself, what is my perseverance personality? You may get nothing at first, so let's go into imagine. Imagine you're facing a problem. You're learning how to ride a bike, for instance, or imagine a problem you're dealing with right now. You're trying to figure something out. How do you figure out a problem? What skills do you use? What emotions do you use? How do you face it, this problem that's in front of you? What do you do? Just imagine you're facing this problem and figuring out a solution. Imagine yourself going through the actions. Imagine the thoughts in your head, maybe a problem you're facing right now. What are you doing? What are you thinking? What thoughts are coming to mind? How are you motivating yourself? How are you figuring it out? What tools you're using? The process that you're using? Something you've probably been doing your whole life. May not even know it was the same thing. And then just sit with it. The label for this part of your personality may not come until later. You may make up a whole new word to describe it. Maybe something your parents have told you your whole life. Whatever it is, just feel into your heart and just become aware. As we become aware, we find our answers. It's that simple. Just pay attention and become aware. What is your perseverance personality? And now another deep breath into that heart space again. Breathe. And ask yourself, you may already know, what is the upside to this perseverance personality? What are the good things that help you overcome challenges, that give you a leg up over other people? And maybe how you help other people. What is it you give them when they have a problem? How do you help others find solutions? Just imagine that same problem or look over your life. How do you help yourself and others? What is the upside to your perseverance personality? Sometimes this is the easy part, sometimes it's not. So just allow the images and the words and the feelings to flow. And then take a look at that same scenario or the patterns in your life and ask yourself into your heart space, what are the downsides? What is it about this part of you as you're trying to solve problems that you have difficulty with or others have difficulty with? What is the downside to this perseverance personality? I am empathetic. I am stubborn. That causes me to have great success and also causes me to miss those windows to the left, beat my head against the wall. What is it that comes to mind about your perseverance personality that's a downside? And then lastly, as we always do, which is a great way to help heal, grow, move forward, another deep breath into your heart space. What is one thing you can do to help move your downside into an asset, into an upside, to help stop banging your head against the wall and move over to find that door, to help you find ways to turn this part of your perseverance personality into an asset so that you aren't blindsided, so that you aren't using it too much on the downside and instead using it as the magnificent, wonderful tool that it is. What is one thing that you can do to move it into an upside, to move that downside into an upside, to help control it, to help steer it, to help change it? What is it you can do? You may already do it in your life. It may already be something you have put in place. But becoming aware of it allows you to use it as a tool in your business too. If you are stubborn and can't see the way forward, maybe having someone close to you say, "Hey, you might want to look for a door. It looks like you're banging your head against the wall on this problem. Pull back. Take a couple deep breaths. Do a shortcut. Find the door." Whatever it is that is your perseverance personality and your upside and your downside to that personality, it is a great tool to help you in your business. Finding ways, systems, tools, steps forward that you can take to allow you to use this part of your personality to help you bust those blocks and dance those four steps of allowing polka that you do daily as you begin to start and grow and change and grow with your business is a great asset to your company. It is an asset to your family and friends. It is an asset to the world. You are an incredible person who has a very strong perseverance personality. Otherwise, you wouldn't be starting your own business. Finding ways that you can turn all of your downsides into an upside, that will equal years of success to come. It all starts with awareness. That's all we do here. Bring these things to awareness, and when you do, suddenly it all makes sense. So take another deep breath and come back to this room. Breathe it all the way down your body. Stretch out your legs. Stretch out your arms. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may come back and write about, process your experience. Your perseverance personality will be with you, as it has been since the beginning of your life. It will be with you the rest of your life. Getting to know it is as good as getting to know yourself. And when you get to know yourself, you are better able to be a strong leader, a wonderful boss, an incredible business person, and an amazing person on this planet. Thank you for being you. Thank you for having this part of your personality be such a strong driving force in your life, because it's the reason you're doing this. So own it and allow it to be a friend of yours. Allow it to be a part of yourself that you embrace. Learning to turn those downsides into upsides is one of the best ways to do that. All my love, Miss Janine. ThePossibilityPath.com.